Health care reform headed back to the House.
House Democrats say they could get that vote done today.
Policy change at the Pentagon.
Easing off on enforcement of don't ask, don't tell.
And an FDA advisory panel weighs the question.
Whether tanning facilities need tougher regulation.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Healthcare redux. Back to the House for a bill designed to tie up the loose ends of healthcare reform after Republicans objected to a pair of provisions. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes has more.
Democrats say these are two minor provisions having to do with student loans that they can fix in future legislation, so they don't believe that it changes anything about the substance of this reconciliation package. They don't think there will be any problems with that vote in the House. It will come down on party lines much the way the other bill did Sunday night.
While the political wrangle grinds on in Washington, President Obama hits the road to begin selling reform to the American people. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is traveling with him.
President Obama is returning to Iowa City, Iowa, where he made this promise as a candidate in 2007.
I will sign a universal health care plan into law by the end of my first term in office.
The new law is not universal coverage, but it does promise insurance for 32 million of the estimated 45 million Americans who don't have it. He'll emphasize some of the benefits of the plan, including tax credits for small businesses that provide health coverage to workers and barring insurance companies from denying coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. He'll, in effect, dare Republicans to campaign against those benefits.
Well, so high have the passions run during the health care debate that some opponents of reform have resorted to hateful acts, including broken windows at the offices of several members of Congress and threatening phone calls. Democratic Majority Leader Steny Hoyer tells the CBS Early Show it's wrong.
In our democracy, we have disagreements, but at the core of our democracy is that we do so civilly and peacefully and resolve our differences not through violence but through democratic means.
Well, how much would retirees today need to pay for the rest of their likely medical costs? Fidelity Investments has done its annual projection showing costs up more than 4% over last year to about $250,000. Fidelity's Sunit Patel.
About 30% of it is for Medicare Part B and D premiums. Another 30% is related to prescription drug costs. And the remaining 40% is out-of-pocket costs.
Well, the announcement is on the way today that the Pentagon is changing its policies on gays in uniform. Let's get details from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
It's the latest on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the rules that prevent openly gay men and lesbians from serving. Last month, Defense Secretary Gates set the stage for it.
Recommended changes to those regulations that within existing law will enforce this policy in a fairer manner.
Today, the Pentagon will relax enforcement of the policy, no longer investigating anonymous complaints, restricting testimony from third parties, and having top brass review all cases. Temporary measures until Congress can decide on whether to abolish it. Nick?
New allegations about priestly abuse in the Catholic Church that could tar Pope Benedict. According to documents obtained by the New York Times in 1996, the Archbishop of Milwaukee alerted the Vatican office headed by the future Pope, then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, about a priest accused of molesting as many as 200 deaf boys. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi in Rome picks up the story.
The victims charged that he initially did not respond to letters from the diocese in Wisconsin, and instead of dealing with the offender, the Vatican fought efforts by bishops to oust the predator in order to avoid a scandal. The priest, Father Lawrence Murphy, was never reported to law enforcement, was transferred to another diocese, and even wrote a letter to Ratzinger asking for help to live out his old age in peace.
One of the Internet's most frequent stops is down this morning. The web has been buzzing with the disappearance of YouTube's homepage. It's been down for several hours with no indication what the problem is. Users are still able to follow links from other sites to YouTube videos. A federal advisory panel today takes up whether to tighten regulations on tanning parlors.
The tanning industry will tell an FDA advisory panel abundant precautions are taken to ensure facilities are safe. Julie Durbin argues otherwise. A frequent indoor tanner, she developed skin cancer.
All the way up my back now and on my stomach and on the sides of my breasts and under my arms.
Georgetown dermatologist Robert Silverman says without tougher regulation, teens will tan over and over.
Especially when the health issues are 20 or 30 years from now.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Stafford, Virginia.
Flint, Michigan, once the proud city northwest of Detroit, where General Motors was founded more than a century ago, has had its share of dark days, becoming a symbol of Rust Belt decay. And says Mayor Dane Walling, the misery continues.
We have unemployment over 27%, which is Great Depression era unemployment levels. So there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of insecurity that our families are facing.
Well, today, in a drastic move to close the city's multi-million-dollar budget gap, Flint lays off a third of its 150 police officers and a quarter of its 88 firefighters. The looming Greek financial crisis is the 800-pound elephant in the room today as European Union leaders hold a summit in Brussels. CBS News reporter Larry Miller has more.
The issue of bailing out Greece is so contentious, European Union leaders can't even agree to have a meeting about it during the two-day summit. It's been deliberately left off the agenda. Germany is blocking discussions. Its taxpayers overwhelmingly oppose funding a Greek recovery. The problem is, without resolution, the Greek problem could spread to other debt-ridden European countries.
Well, television has lost one of its most durable actors at the age of 79. Here's CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
Robert Culp starred in numerous TV shows. His most well-known role in the 1960s espionage series I Spy.
You know, the only way there is to get out of a crooked crap game.
No, I don't.
Quit.
Culp appeared alongside Bill Cosby. It was the first weekly drama to feature an African-American actor. There were appearances on the big screen, too.
I'm not gonna hit you or anything like that.
Culp played Bob in Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, a film that depicted open marriage. More recently, Culp had a recurring role in Everybody Loves Raymond. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
It's the government's decennial headcount, and as CBS's Bill Whitney reports, it's going very well.
The Census Bureau is encouraged so far. A week after census forms went out to 120 million American households, about 16% have already been filled out and sent back. People in the West and Midwest have been the most cooperative so far. Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, and the Dakotas have the highest response rate. The South is dragging its feet. Less than 10% of the households in Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida have returned their forms. Census workers start making follow-up visits in May. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Well, increasingly, prisons are smoke-free zones. An analysis by USA Today finds that 25 states ban tobacco for both staff and inmates on prison grounds, with many other states limiting smoking areas. State officials say it makes good sense because it helps them save money on health care. As a journalist, my role is to report and keep personal views to myself, and that's as it should be. Except on this one day, which is my final day at CBS News before I turn the page and open the next chapter of life. Half my more than 40 years in radio I've spent here at CBS, it has been a singular privilege, a great ride indeed. And now I want to acknowledge those who've given so much over the years, my family and friends, and to my CBS colleagues, my deepest thanks in four words. You are the best. And that's the World News Roundup for this Thursday, March the 25th. 2010. The broadcast produced, as always, with excellence by Paul Ferry. I'm Nick Young, CBS News.